This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Alrighty, welcome back. Matt Steinmetz, Daryl the Guru Johnson with you. We are adjacent to Chase Center at Splash, a new sports bar and restaurant. It's going to be open for All-Star Weekend. And let's go out to the River Islands guest line, even though she is here in person. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Let's welcome Kelly Flato,
yes.
Executive Vice President, Global Events for the NBA. So,
wow,
this is your creation. Everything that we see, you did, essentially. Is that correct?
Well, it's a team sport we play here, so
okay.
There's a lot of teamwork that goes into this, but I have the great pleasure of being a point guard on this one.
So how many people are involved in setting up an All-Star Weekend in a city during February?
Hundreds. I mean, it is, when I say a true team effort, I absolutely mean that. Working with our incredible colleagues at the Warriors, the Valkyries, the Bay Area Host Committee, you know, we're fortunate that we've got a new WNBA team starting here, you know, in a few months. And one of the things that you'll see if you get over to NBA Crossover at Moscone Center is that all of the NBA properties are represented. So it really does, it takes a village, as they say, and this is no different. And we're really fortunate to have great teammates that help us do this. And to be in a city like San Francisco and Oakland, because we're doing events on both sides of the Bay Bridge here, that it really is a team effort to be able to put all of this together. And I think we've got over 50 distinct events that are going to take place across the weekend.
And I guess that's what I want to ask you about. So if you're telling me there's 50 events in the Bay over the course of this weekend, like how do you find out where what they all are if you want to attend as a fan?
Absolutely. Thanks for teeing that up for
sure.
Me. Please download the NBA Events app, and when you tap on schedule, you'll be able to see all of the appearances and things that are happening across the Bay Area. Also, if you go to NBAEvents.com, we got a full schedule there. There are still tickets available to some of our events, so I think you'll find some for the celebrity game on Friday night at Oakland Arena, and maybe a few tickets left for practice at Oakland Arena and Rising Stars here at Chase Center on Friday night. So lots going on.
Yeah, I like your energy. I was talking to her off the air, Steiny, and I'm sitting here thinking you've been here a couple weeks that you shared with me. So you got all the talented people that put this together. I'm curious. There's a lot of revenue coming into the Bay Area. We're excited. When do you step back and And how do you decipher, like, the checklist in regard to, yeah, it's going to be ratings and all that stuff, but how do you decipher, you know what, we did that, it was a smashing success with so much going on? How do you do that?
I don't need to step back too far, because fans tell us directly. You know, my colleagues kid me, they call me the head of customer service once the events get going, because I tend to, you know, I walk the show floor, I walk the concourses, I hear from fans directly. Obviously on social media we hear from fans as well. So one of the things that was really important to us every year for All-Star, but especially here this year in San Francisco, is that you know, sports and this game brings people together, and we intend to do that. This is really a family event. This is a global celebration of the game. We expect there'll be over 100,000 people that come from all over the world to participate in this over the weekend. And so at the end of the day, this is about the fans. And so for me to be able to walk around and see the looks on kids' faces when they get to pick up a basketball and shoot hoops over at Crossover, or get to meet their favorite player. I'm sure there will be some mania when, you know, Wemby shows up for his player appearance over at Crossover. And so there's lots for people to see and do, whether it's, you know, you want to put up shots on the court or see the G League players over at G League Park, or take in a concert at the NBA All-Star Concert Series. This really is a celebration, and you'll see that at every level.
Wow.
Let me ask you this. So next year it's in L.A. at the Intuit Dome. Like, when will you start putting that process together? And I guess some of it started, but like, when does everybody go down to LA to set up what you've set up here?
Well, it's a long process. I mean, we've been planning with the Warriors for the last couple years, so there's a tremendous amount of planning that goes into it. We make lots of site visits. We really start by talking to all the key stakeholders in the market. We work with the mayor's office and city services and the team and all of our hosts. So we've started that process in LA, but where we're focused right now is making sure we've got an incredible weekend with great energy here in San Francisco. So that's where our head and heart is at the moment.
That is awesome, and I'm nosy by nature, so bear with me, but I want to know more about you, if you don't mind. Let me know if I'm prying. How did you get this job, and what came about, and how long have you been doing it?
Well, thanks for asking. I've been with the league for nearly 18 years now. And I've held lots of different roles within the league on the business side with our marketing partners, content, marketing, and I've been doing events for the last 9 years. And so I travel around the world with the league and bring the game and authentic NBA experiences to life. And All-Star is probably our single biggest set of experiences and events that we do, because it truly is a global celebration of the game. So it's one of the most fun for me.
Are you a fan?
I'm a huge fan.
What'd you think of the Butler trade?
Uh-oh.
I can't. You know what? He's had a great run these last couple games here, so I'm really looking forward to seeing him on the court.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Hey, Kelly, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. Kelly Flato, Executive Vice President, Global Events for the National Basketball Association.
What a title.
At least 50 events going on around the Bay Area. Go download that NBA events app, and you can see a list of everything that's going on in the Bay. And a lot of it is won't cost you anything. It's an experience. So if you're not doing anything this weekend, there's about dozens and dozens and dozens of venues you can check out. And thank you to Kelly for joining us.
We got to get active. We got a little mixer tomorrow night.
Yeah. That's not an officially sanctioned NBA event. And
what are you talking about?
Well, it's not. It's an adjunct party, and I just
you
don't.
Are one of one.
We'll see.
Yeah.
All right. I think we got some calls here. Let's jump back into it with how about Manny in Union City?
Yeah, to you.
Manny, what's going on, man?
What up, guys? What up,
Guru? Hey, talk to us.
I'm gonna lay this down. For the last couple of callers that were boo-hoo-hoo on how KD was treated over here, I'm going to tell you what. I am of the fan base that saw KD like a step-splash cousin. All right? I didn't really welcome KD. I'll be honest with you. When he got here, he was more like prime time when he came with the Niners, one and done. But you know what? KD should be thanking his lucky stars he played here. The screener said, were you not enjoying it when they was winning? You know what? We were winning. It wasn't because of KD. It was because of everybody playing they butts off. That was prime stuff. That was prime play. That was prime Draymond. We didn't need KD. KD needed us so we could have got them rings, man. And I'm just so tired of the fans just waxing poetic on how great KD was and how he was mistreated. Man, I miss Barbosa, Festus, Iggy more than I've ever missed KD when he was gone. Let's just put it that way. All right. Thanks, KD, for stopping by. But you know what? It is what it is, brother.
Appreciate the call, Manny. Appreciate the call.
Well said.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Caleb in Livermore. Caleb, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Doing well, man.
That's great. I'm going to be at All-Star Weekend. I'm going to be out there tomorrow.
Or nice. Friday. There you go. Friday.
Am I going to see you guys or no?
Yeah, you may see me walking around.
Yeah, we'll be out and about.
I like to keep a low profile.
All right. Well, look, I think the whole Jimmy Butler situation, I think we got to wait until Kaminga gets back and when he's healthy and in that starting lineup or whatever, to really evaluate this team, especially because Jimmy Butler has said that, you know, he's not 100% in shape yet. Mm. So, he's scoring and he's not 100% him right now, which is a good sign. But, yeah, I think in about 2 or 3 weeks post-All-Star break, we can really evaluate this team and see if they're a contender or not. But last thing, too, man, Spiney, you got to get off Guru, man. You be giving my guy a hard time.
Well, some of his takes are just. You want me to let him go?
Well, you got to have a take. I'm the one that has them, and he just beats them up. Thanks for having my back, man.
Okay. See, there's another. You know,
I got a radio regret.
What's new?
One word. That's my guy. I love him.
Nah, he's my guy.
Well, then, all right, I'm about to say
and
this.
And you can tell
him.
He's my guy.
And I can't revision his history. He was sounding like Durant. Like, I mean, that was passionate, but he was sounding like Durant. The bottom line is Durant was not a champ till his ass came here. And the one thing I hate
is
people.
What? This is
no,
the disrespect.
I'm letting it out now.
It's the disrespect.
How is that disrespectful? Those are facts. Those are facts, okay. Jack. That's
but,
all.
But
nothing against Durant. Those are facts.
No, it is against Durant.
I love
that's
you.
The point. What you just said is the kind of thing that pushed him away. You're part of it.
No, Steven.
Okay. Hey, I got something to do here. All right. Knockout. This is the 12 o'clock hour, and I'm going to give you a keyword to access a spot in the knockout tournament at Chase Center. The keyword is point. Point, as in Steph Curry isn't really a true point guard. That's an inside joke between Steph and myself, by the way. So the keyword is point. Next segment, listen for the sounder of a blaring horn. There you go. I'll give you the number on the other side. First caller is locked in for knockout.
Let's go, baby. Right here, Stani and Chase Center.
All right. Let's. How about Daryl in Washington, D.C.? Hey, Daryl, what's going on, man?
Hey, Stani. Hey, Guru. How you doing?
All right.
I do agree with you, Stani. To be honest, the fans got to. They need to be more loving and appreciative to some of these stars. Like, mind you, yes, KD was a little bit emotional. We get that. But I think it's important from this going forward that we make sure that Butler is more appreciative and loved because he's probably not the only star that's watching. So we got to make sure that any other stars that might want or think about wanting to come to Golden State and want Steph and Dre, you know, retires and hang them up, it's very important that the fans know that we got to make sure that whoever takes the mantle is loved the same way Steph and Dre were. And a lot of fans did not do that.
great call, Darryl. Appreciate the call. You know, and I think a lot of that had to do with KD joining a team that was already established, and a lot of people feeling like KD wasn't altogether needed.
Took the easy way out.
Although, I guess he was needed because Draymond Green called him after Game 7. But Jimmy Butler feels different in that the Warriors need Jimmy Butler now. And I think that's a big, big difference. There's nobody – when the Warriors got Durant, it was possible to think, you know what, we don't need him. I mean, we won 73 games.
Yeah.
But you got him, and you won 2 titles in 3 years. But Butler is joining a team that didn't make the playoffs last year. They're out of the playoffs right now in terms of the standings. So nobody can – like, we've seen what Steph Curry is this year without Butler.
Yeah.
So let's see what Curry is and the Warriors are with Butler. But clearly – I mean, it's obvious because every fan said it. Steph needs help.
Yeah.
He's got help.
No doubt about it. And I'll say this, Donnie. You know, I'm a big script writer. I'll go Tarantino, Scorsese, Tyler Perry. If Durant would have came and they got off to the same start in 2 games, it almost was like we expected that. But the fact that Jimmy Butler came with baggage, then also we had the fear factor. I didn't, but some did. Like, oh, boy, how's this thing going to work? And all of a sudden, again, I know, and you've helped me, it's a short sample size. But, Stein, it almost makes the victories sweeter. And if this thing keeps going in the direction I think it's going, everything is going to taste better because there was some doubt when we found out Jimmy Butler was going to be a Warrior. I know it's early, but right now, I just love being on the edge of like, oh, boy, what? Oh, it can work. And I think that's why we're taking calls. People are like, you know what? I was off board. Now I'm kind of on.
Yeah, again, you know, when the Warriors acquired Butler, not crazy about it. And the big reason is I'm skeptical that your core players can be 35, 36, and 37 or whatever they're going to be. Mm. I am skeptical that this team can stay healthy enough or load manage themselves in a way that you can take advantage of it. By the same token, what you've seen for the first 2 games leads you to believe that when they have their full team, and they have everybody available right now except Jonathan Kuminga, that they can make some noise. I'm actually a little more concerned about the next few years with these players, Butler, Curry, and Draymond, than I am about the home stretch here. Yeah. I feel like the home stretch here, they're going to play as much as they can. I'm talking about Butler, Green, and Curry. They're going to play as much as they can, and we'll see if they can make the playoffs or not.
No doubt.
Next year, that's when, to me, I'll really start watching with interest about these guys' health, because they're going to have to be managed from the start of the season to the end of the season. And I get, you know, the Warriors will tell you how they load manage might be the difference between guys getting hurt and not getting hurt during the season.
Yeah, and I can remember you and I at Lake Merritt, Donnie, during the parade. You know, I had the opportunity to talk to Coach Kerr about the season that was coming, the season that was coming up, and he looked us in the face and he told us, you know, next year, because it was another long run with the OGs, but next year, you know, a lot of the young guys were going to, you know, pick up a lot of the slack, and that kind of didn't happen. But, Stani, to your point, and, you know, I don't want to call out Draymond, but I'm not calling him out. I feel like this team is getting to a point to where they could sustain an injury to one of the big three with what they got in regard to Pods, Jonathan Kuminga, if he's still a Warrior, Moody, and I expect him to be. Like it's starting to come into focus. Like, it's not, yeah, it's the OGs, but that 2 timeline thing is, it's perfect right now in a sense.
Let's go to Teresa in Napa.
Hey.
Hey, Teresa, how you doing?
Hi.
How are you?
I just wanted to chime in about the whole appreciation and, you know, feeling the love. And I think it definitely starts, you know, in the team setting. And Draymond is a contributor to that. So I think about players wanting to come here, all those things. Look, Guru, why were you, you know, apprehensive about the fit with Jimmy Butler because Draymond is problematic.
Mm.
You think?
I hear you. Are you worried about Draymond? Are you worried about Draymond Green's relationship with Jimmy Butler?
No, I'm worried about his relationship. Yes. Yes, going forward.
Gotcha.
And just with anybody that he's threatened by.
Right.
Basically.
Wow. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, Teresa. Thanks for the call. No, I mean,
if you were to ask me, Stoney, I'm not. I just go ahead.
We'll
cut
see.
You off.
I mean, look, they've won two games. If they have a two or three game losing streak, we'll have to see how it gets handled. I mean, I don't necessarily think things are going to implode, but I do know that the stakes are high right now. I do know that Lacob and the organization made this deal to make a push this year,
yes,
as well as the next couple years. So if they don't make a push and they've got to start pushing right away, then it might be a different story, quite frankly.
But what if I told you, Stoney, I'm asking you, man, do I sound like a hater? The fact that I feel like some of Draymond Green's license in the locker room have been negated a bit, and now they spread out and they go to, there's another sheriff in there. Like, I like that. Does that sound like hate towards Dre? That I like that another strong-minded individual's in that locker room, and maybe, you know, if Dre needs to have somebody be Dre to him, we got that person.
We'll see. I mean, that's the other thing about Jimmy Butler. He's only been here a week, and I know he's got a strong personality,
yeah,
but I'm not really worried about Butler and Draymond Green.
Okay, me neither.
I'm just more worried about I'm worried that they can stay healthy, essentially. That's really what it comes down to. If they can stay healthy, maybe they got a crack at it. If not, you know, we'll see how the next 2.5 years play out.
Johnny, it's action out here.
Yeah, let's go to Ryan in Fremont. Hey, Ryan, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you all today?
Doing well.
All right, yeah, so Kevin Durant, I don't understand that guy at all. He's lucky the Warriors wanted him on the team. He's lucky he's got two championships. He would never have it but for the Warriors and two MVPs. I just like the guy to say, hey, thanks, right? I don't know if I've ever heard that before, but
damn,
what other opportunity did he have to win a championship? Sorry, I cut you off.
No, go ahead.
Well, that's pretty much it. I mean, I don't understand him. You know, be grateful, right? You have, I don't know. Has anybody ever heard him say, you know, I'm so thankful for my time at the Warriors because I got two championships and two MVPs and maybe someone will talk about me in 10 years from now? That's the reality. Look at him now. Nothing burger, right? Anyway.
I appreciate the call.
Wow.
Appreciate the call.
You feel how you feel. That was valid, though, Stoney.
Let's go to EQ. EQ the trucker. What's up, EQ? How you doing?
I'm good, my brother. How you guys doing?
Hanging in, man.
Doing well.
Hey, you guys sound great. You guys sound like you're having a blast out there, as you should. The Bay Area has some great shows with you guys, man. You guys are for real. You know, we are very blessed and lucky to have you guys 100%. But
Thank you.
Man, I don't know whose house it was, but it looked like they were playing dominoes out there. So it looked like Jimmy was having a great time. And, I mean, I think that he's a great guy. He was just tired of being out there in Miami, great weather and everything. I know we haven't had the great weather right now, but in the wintertime, but he looks like he's having a good time out here, bro. So I appreciate it. And with Kevin Durant, man, you know, the thing is, he's a great player. Just mentally, you know, having all those accounts and everything like that was a little bit sus, though. And, but I mean, Jimmy is embracing us. So we got a lot of love around here.
Yeah, it feels like it. Thanks for the call, EQ. Appreciate it. Yeah, Jimmy Butler. When's he going to make his debut? Because it's got to be 2 weeks.
23rd. Oh, that's the Iguodala Day.
I was like, what is Evan
February
doing with
23rd?
His
will be.
Evan. Yeah.
February 23rd will be the Andre Iguodala retirement jersey night,
yeah.
And also Jimmy Butler's debut. Fingers crossed with the Golden State Warriors. All right, download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Coming up on the other side, your chance to play knockout at Chase. Also, Zaza Pachulia is going to join us. Warriors Wednesday is brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliance is in live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. That segment also brought to you by the San Francisco International Airport.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.